All right, this Thanksgiving testimony is something we have done for a couple of years now. This will be the third year that we've done it, and I really look forward to these. We have different people each year, and I don't know what these people are going to share, so I'm just going to get out of the way in a second. Everyone has a different experience, a different story, but we all have Jesus. Those of us that know him. I'm going to frame it with the scripture I started out earlier, and we'll come back to it later again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It's up on the screen. Let's do this. I'll do thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And nice and loud, his love endures forever. Make sure you're ready to go for these testimonies. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Absolutely, that's the truth. We have three sharing today. I mentioned Marguerite a couple of times. If you want to start making your way up here, Marguerite, she's going to speak from down here. The other two will come up here because of the injury she's dealing with right now. And I'm so encouraged that she is pushing through and doing this. I think that she has something that God wanted to hear today. And so she has come, even though she's dealing with things. After that, Daryl Maupin will come up. Daryl, just come on up. I won't get back up in between people. And then Lindsay Logan, Bill, you're after Daryl, and just come on up, try to speak right into that microphone. And I think that's all I wanted to say. So I'm going to sit back and listen to what you all have to share.
Okay. Well, when Jerry first said he needed another person to give their testimony, I thought, I've had a couple of things happen in my life that I've never told anybody because everybody knows what an imperfect person I am. And I figured that they would probably ridicule me or not believe that these things really happened. And so I wrote these things down before I had my accident, most of it, because I don't think I could have done it now because I can hardly write. But I thought I'm going to read it because I'll get lost somewhere and mess the whole thing up. So that I thought it would work out better if I read it. Okay, I was born in New York State, about 20 miles east of Buffalo, New York. And it seems like I've been in church most of my life. Many of my first memories were of a Sunday school and those little picture cards that we used to get to take home every day after Sunday. And then when I was, so I spent a lot of time in church. And when I was 12 or 13, I accepted Christ as my Savior and was baptized. I was usually in church about three times a week, and we often gave our testimonies on prayer meeting night. Now, my church had an academy and a college in Pennsylvania, and when I was 16, I left home to go to take my senior year down in Pennsylvania at my college. And then when I was 20, I finished my junior college down there, and as we had a revival meeting that night, one night, I rededicated my life to Christ. That night after I was in bed in my room, I had a visitation from someone from heaven that I thought was Christ, but I didn't see anyone, but he spoke to me, and I felt the greatest peace and love that I've ever felt. And it was such an amazing experience. The second sign I had from God happened just a few years ago when I was poring over my big Mayo Clinic book because I had some problem with my skin that I was trying to resolve. And somebody said to me in my head, "You're using too much medicine." And I know it, nobody else was there. It had to be a voice from heaven. And it was just, both of those were so amazing that I could hardly believe it. Okay, there have been lots of other things in my life that where I have felt the Lord's hand in it. And that have given me great confidence that God loves each of us and that it's worth accepting his salvation and trying to follow his commandments as well as we can. The last one that just happened recently is still very much in our minds. You all probably knew that Ron and I both had COVID in August, and Ron got a lot sicker than I did. And we think now that besides his COVID, he had a great overdose of Prilosec, which made it a lot worse. And we went to the ER three different times, And each time they said that he didn't meet the criteria to stay in the hospital. And so fortunately, Craig was with me. And Craig, the third time, Craig went out and got him some Boost. And after that, we got him lots of Ensure. And then he started getting a little better, but his doctor had said if he didn't take that powerful Prilosec, he was going to get cancer. So we decided we better have a second opinion. So we went to another doctor that Craig and Kendra suggested and did three more tests. And then on November 1st, November 1st, we found out that doctor said it was not that serious and that he could just use a little stomach medicine and nothing that bad. And so he got much better very fast after that. And that was just 3 weeks before I fell and hit my shoulder. And so by the time I hit my shoulder, he was pretty well back to health. And so the turnaround came that he was taking care of me. And I definitely felt that problem was solved by God, because we both could have been totally out of commission at the same time. And then I thought I wouldn't give my testimony because of the pain and problems. But when I talked to Jerry and he had not found a replacement for me, I decided I would try to go ahead. I'm thankful that I didn't have a terrible concussion or break a hip. I think what I got is probably the best of those three things. And at my age, you're never sure what lies ahead. And I want to thank God for being with us and for all these years and for the way this church has helped me all through 50 years. And I appreciate everyone here, and lots of other ones have gone on to heaven already that have meant a lot in my life at this church. And I hope now that all of you will hold on to your strong faith no matter what the future may be. And I'm so glad that this church still holds on to God's laws the way he set them up. And I hope that we will always be that way.
What I want to just say, start out by saying, whenever I was in a school ball, I took a important just say class as the but just say FFA. The future farmers of America, and one day I was helping my dad with the torch, and back at the threads where torch connected, then it started to see flaming there, and they told us in that class, if you see anything that does not look right, go straight to the tanks and turn them off. My dad goes, but I'm not done using that torch yet. And I said, but I told him, I said, but we are until we tighten it up. And then another, but I was a help being my dad on the combine, and but unloaded to say some red clover seed, and he got down in there to get the last of it out of the bin, and he got his foot caught underneath the unloading auger. But I was on the pickup bed, and I jumped from the pickup to the combine. They turn it off, and I don't know how, but I got over there. But except for the good Lord and you're giving me the adrenaline to get over there. Mm-hmm. But I hope you say thanks.
Okay, so when Jerry asked me to do this, I reluctantly agreed. I also, in the back of my mind, thought this is a really good opportunity for me to share a little bit about what's been going on in my life for the last while. All right, a little bit of background. God really started working in my life about a year ago. Now, prior to all of this, about 8 years ago or so, I went through a really, really, really difficult time in my life. My relationship with my kids' dad was ending, just really in a really low spot. I decided to numb the pain. So I did that in several different ways. But the main way I decided to numb the pain was by using methamphetamines. So I began this cycle of drug abuse with methamphetamines, and that continued quite a number of years, probably about 7 years or so. During this time, you know, the addict cycle of trying to find your high, and then the guilt that comes along with that, and all of the negative things that come into your life also. So one of the main things that happened to me during that time was my kids, they were not so much a part of my life anymore. And so that was another reason why I continued to use, was just to numb the pain of all of that. And that was a really, really difficult time. So about a year ago, almost exactly to date, it was this weekend 1 year ago, I decided there had been some things happen with my boyfriend and I, and so I decided it was time to move back in with my parents. And so about a year ago, I decided that I've been through enough. I don't want this lifestyle anymore. I've got to give this to God because I don't know what to do anymore. Like, this is not working. Evelina, my niece, actually, she used to sing the song Waymaker, and that's kind of stuck home with me for this last year. He is the light in our darkness, and he's the only way that you're going to be able to get out of whatever struggle it is that you're going through. So, just pretty much decided I'm going to give this to God. So, of course, it doesn't happen overnight. So I decided I'm going to make a change. And so, have a few slip-ups here and there at the start of it all. And then my boss at my job decided, Lindsay, you really need to take a leave of absence from your job. You need to get this in check. And it was something I was already aware of and working on, but, you know, that kind of really hit home even more. So I decided it was time to go see a counselor. So I started seeing a counselor in Osage Beach, and she helped me work through some of, like, the initial things that go along with dealing with substance abuse. So not only was I working on my methamphetamine addiction, I decided, well, why not just quit smoking cigarettes also, because I was an avid smoker, had been for 18 years, or since I was 18, except for when I was pregnant. So, you know, trying to kick one, why not try to kick both? So it was a good time to do it. And there was a lot of anxiety that I had with just the thought of even having to kick some of my substance abuse issues. But I decided it was what I needed to do. If I was able to do, if I was able to do that, you know, I'm pretty strong-willed. So I decided that that's what I was going to do. So I took a leave of absence from my job at Outback. And my boss had said, you know, once you get this in check, you can come back. And so during the course of the next couple of months of not working and seeing my counselor, I just really did some soul searching and praying and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life going forward. And so kind of what God was telling me was, maybe, you know, you need to not serve tables. Maybe you need to look into something else, because a lot of what I struggled with serving tables was I didn't have my nights and weekends available to spend time with my kids. And that was like a huge struggle. And I didn't know how I was going to get away from that with that type of job either. So started being okay with the fact that I'm not going to serve tables anymore. Even though I love to do that, that's not what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to look for something else. So I was sitting at home, you know, didn't really know what to do. And so a thought popped into my head that I can start a business for very little money. So I decided to do that. And I devoted all of my time to my business. And so like the concept of my business is removing chemicals from your home. And so that in itself was like a huge learning experience just for myself, because I was ingesting so many of those chemicals in so many ways, and just the fact that chemicals in your environment, not even ingesting them, can have such a major effect on you. So I really educated myself during that time about what chemicals really do to you. And so that made it a whole lot easier to be like, okay, I don't need this anymore. And I need to, you know, focus my life on healthy things, things that benefit me for the long run and not just like a quick fix for pain or whatever I was dealing with. So I started my business in February, and then from February until June, I just worked on that for those months. And then in June, actually it was May, my mom went into the thrift store at Quality Industries up at the vintage shop, and she heard that they were hiring. And so I thought it was a good time to, you know, get myself back into the community and not just be at home all the time. So I took the job at the vintage shop in Versailles, you know, just thinking I'll do this for a while and see where it goes till I find something else or whatever. So I worked that job for about 3 months and then God opened another door. There was a supervisor position open that came open at the workshop, at the sheltered workshop, Quality Industries in Versailles. So I decided to take that job. That was a full-time job, which was what I was looking for, and more of like a 9-to-5 setting, which was ideal. God just really opened that door for me. And so I'm still there, still have my own business. And then talking with my counselor also, she had suggested that maybe now that, you know, I have like a set job and stuff, if I wanted to serve tables a couple of nights on the weekends, then I was able to do that. So I'm doing that also. So I'm just kicked into high gear kind of now. And, you know, just really enjoying life so much more. I saw a statistic on social media the other day, and I don't know how accurate it actually is, but speaking from experience, I would say it's pretty accurate. And it is that 2% of meth users that get clean stay clean the rest of their life. So that is a super small statistic. So I've decided I'm going to be a 2%er. There's only one way. Yeah, it is just a miracle that I've even been able to come out on the side of going through all that and be in the position I am today. The last year has just been a true miracle, and yeah, give all the glory to God. So yeah. So yeah, that's all I really have. So.
I appreciate all three of you. You know, those are the best sermons you'll hear, a changed life or God intervening in a life. And Marguerite, just that's a testimony to marriage. You took care of him. He took care of you. And how long you guys been married?
60 years next
year. Well, we would like for you to stay around. And celebrate 60 years with you. She said 60 years next year. 60 what? Oh, 59 now, yeah. Well, we need to party at 60, all right? And Daryl, how God has moved in your life, man. And if you never gotten to know Daryl, he loves the Lord, man. He knows Jesus, and he's a great guy to talk to about Jesus. And Lindsay, first of all, I admire everyone who can come out of this thing. And I think that statistic is pretty accurate. And you are a 2%er. I am incredibly proud of you. You know, you have great support with your parents. You were a strong-willed person. That helped. But the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what you said at the end. The Lord is the one who did this. And he will be the one that sustains you. And I know something about this. You all haven't heard my whole testimony, and it was a very long time ago because I'm very old now. But, yeah, there's some of that in my testimony too, which I'll share someday. If you have a testimony of, it could be Thanksgiving or God has done something in your life, you don't have to wait till next Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving testimony service. Contact me. It may fit into a sermon, or we'll just work it into the service somewhere. Those are important. A lot of times, those are better than the sermon I give, you know, and probably most of the time. And so if you have something, I encourage that. And I'm so glad that you three did this today. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Does that not describe all three of those testimonies? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks again, and I thank you for Marguerite and Ron and their testimony, their marriage. We pray again that you bring healing to her pain right now. And I thank you for Daryl and what a great brother he is, and his testimony of how God has intervened in different places in his life and how thankful he is for you. And for Lindsay, Lord, what you have done is a miracle. Nobody can take that away. It is a miracle. People just don't normally get through that intact like she is. And you have done this, God. And on her behalf and behalf of her family, I thank you for doing this. Lord, we thank you that we have Thanksgiving stories to tell. We thank you that we look to you and give you the credit. And I pray that one, two, or all three of these stories benefited or encouraged other people in different ways. However you want to use them, Lord, continue to use them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.